Yes.
We're about to go on the air.
Are we on?
Okay. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. The time is 2:01. The first item on our agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Okay, Congresswoman Lemon, are you? Okay, second speaker Rebard.
Here.
And Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Chair Goodfox.
Present. Congresswoman Lemon is here.
She is?
Yes, she is.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Lemon, will you please say our afternoon prayer?
I'd be honored to. Thank you.
Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. We come to you today. Thank you for this, for another beautiful day. We ask that you help guide us in our decision making throughout our entire lives. We ask that you lay your healing hands on all the sick, that they may have some reprieve from their illness. We ask that you wrap your arms around anyone who is suffering, all of our people in mourning, and we ask that you hopefully find a way that we never lose hope in you, our Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes. Please check your calendar invite to review the minutes.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the minutes of April 21st, 2021 as presented.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 There are no opposed. The motion carries. The next item on our agenda is Osage Nation Cemetery discussion. And I will let you know that I placed this on the agenda so that the members of Congress and the executive branch could have a discussion on this subject matter. There have been actually a handful of Osage tribal members in the last probably 6 or 7 years that have discussed this, and there are several towns within the Osage boundaries that, as I understand it, are reaching some sort of capacity to their cemeteries. And I believe that the cost has gone up also, and that's an expense that you have to have paid for up front before they will even go. I don't know about the other towns, but Hominy is that way. You have to have that $500 or $600 fee paid up front before they will even go to the cemetery. And so I talked with a constituent and said I would put this on an agenda for us to discuss, because I truly think that this is one of those decisions that it has to be the two branches working together, that we would find a section of land. I don't know how many acres it would be. I know I did reach out to Assistant Principal Chief. We have 20 acres up above where the Pawhuska Cemetery is, but it's my understanding that there's a lot of rock. Congresswoman Stabler mentioned that. But then I thought, well, why does it have to be up there if that's not, I don't know if there's a road that goes up there. I don't know if the cost would be too expensive to try to make that suitable if we owned, 50 or so acres someplace else where it's maybe not right within a city. Could we do, is that a possibility too? So I just really want to hear from everyone on your thoughts on the matter. And if everyone's in agreement, then I guess, we would need to, who's going to be the point person to move forward with this for finding out information? And just a few things that I had thought about were, how many acres do you need? And then also, what are the state laws, I guess, for establishing a cemetery? Would we need to, just all those questions? And I'm not a lawyer, but Chief is, so maybe he can. And then I know that Speaker Pratt had mentioned, and had been talking with Chief a few years back about a veteran cemetery, and I thought, well, we could have a veteran section within the cemetery. And, so I'm just going to throw that out there, and I'll give Chief the floor, and we can just start these discussions.
Chair Goodfox?
Yes. Oh, Speaker Pratt?
I didn't look at the agenda, I guess. I thought this whole discussion was about the boards today. And it's, can we limit this discussion on this today? Is it something that we can have a working meeting or either do this afterwards?
No, we are, but this is the kickoff meeting where we're at least going to discuss for no more than 15 minutes. Okay.
With that direction, then, I'd ask for some time to go look at the land restricted and trust land. The first thing that comes to mind is south of Pawhuska, down near where we plan to put the DePosca and the Heritage Institute, just a little further down the road. Our maps are showing some restricted land down there. I want to verify that. I'd also look at some other locations. And Director Johnson here, or Director of Operations Johnson, and I can get to that quickly. And I don't have that on my, you know which map I'm talking about, the one that Russell Bellamy put together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's take a look at that. I'd rather do that instead of going into state jurisdiction.
Yes, sir.
And then get back to you on that.
Second Speaker Reford.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Also, Kahika, would you consider maybe getting info from Dr. Hunter as to where all the other cemeteries are located that we have, and maybe even include the family ones that you know of, and like St. John's and just all of the others, so that we can see?
Certainly request that. We all know, there are graveyards that are not marked.
Yes, sir.
I know Begahashi, he's up here, but his wife, Ms. Shoto, is over there by Barnsall, and that whole area right there, it's not marked. And then you've got them all over. I remember going to Wes Robinson's funeral, and I didn't know there was a Shunkamola pasture there, and there they were. There's a whole bunch of people out there. So We can ask Dr. Hunter. So I don't know how long it's going to take her, though, to get that to you. I can't answer that right now.
Second Speaker Rivard.
Thank you. Just to follow up quickly, and the reason I'd like to look at this as one whole project is that we might be able to identify needs with the current cemeteries and what we need to do to expand a new one.
There's a lot of them. I don't know if we want to go that far. I don't think we want people to know where they are, but you know, our great-grandparents and beyond generation, they're on the sides of these hills. Mm-hmm. I know where a few of them are.
Booster Mound.
Well, we got these rock in those days.
Is there any other member that would like to comment? Because we are going to keep this discussion just very short, but it allows for the tribal members that have asked members of Congress to look at this, that we are talking about it, where this is a first discussion, but we can have meetings in the interim to start making a plan. And so I just wanted to know if there's any other member.
Can we get you the map immediately and start there?
Yeah.
Just on restricted and trust lands?
Sure.
And if we can just, Jeannie, if we can email that to the committee, the Commerce Committee, and they could use it for other purposes too.
Does any other member have a comment? Nope. Okay. All right. We'll work on that in the interim when we have more time to discuss, but it sounds very favorable. I think that everyone is in agreement that this is something that could happen. All right. The next item on our agenda is the board restructure discussion with the executive branch. And the chair will entertain a motion to enter into executive session.
So moved.
To discuss confidential and proprietary information.
Second.
So moved.
We've got a
chair.
So moved. Yes.
Who made the movement? I'm sorry.
So moved was Brandy Lemon.
Thank you.
And the second was Jody Rivard. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No opposed, motion carries. We are now going to enter into executive session.
Your cup's still here from yesterday.
Okay. Chief, since you're here, do you care if we release your executive staff that's up there?
Oh, no problem at all. That would be Jason Zahn and Alicia.